The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. Whatever stage your business is at, there's always time to imagine sustainable, positive change. AIB, for the life you're after.
It shifts it, gets his shot away! Troy Parrott on the double!
The Irish team's unexpected success against Cristiano Ronaldo's Portugal team on Thursday night took even the most optimistic commentators by surprise. Pundits were forced to gorge on humble pie. So just how good is a surprise win for the brain? Joining me now, Professor Ian Robertson, neuroscientist and author of How Confidence Works. You're very welcome, Ian. Unexpected wins, are they different from a brain point of view to the sort of more familiar expected win, whether it's in sport, whether it's in life, whether it's in business, anything?
Yeah, absolutely. So our brains work with something called predictive coding, which means that we really work out what's going to happen. So that happens with our paychecks, for instance. The first paycheck may give us a little thrill, but the 100th paycheck, we just take it for granted. And so it's the unexpected rewards that really light up our brain's reward system and give us that kind of little mini surge of thrill. And so the unexpected victory, similarly, if you don't get your paycheck when you expect it, then you get the opposite. You get a real drop in the reward network activity, which feels equivalent to pain. Yeah.
Is there any evidence that if the sort of, the dopamine hit from an unexpected or surprise win, is there any evidence that that lasts longer than something which is a little bit more run-of-the-mill?
Well, it's very interesting. In the World Cup final between Brazil and Italy in 1994 in Pasadena, US researchers, found a group of Italian fans and a group of Brazilian fans.
And that one went to a penalty shootout, of course, didn't it?
That's right. And they took saliva samples before and after. And of course, famously, Roberto Baggio, hit the ball over the bar and lost them, handed it to Brazil. And what they found was, in this group of Brazil fans, their testosterone levels shot up, and the opposite happened to the Italian fans. And so they were depressed. Biologically in their brains, they were equivalent. They were low mood, low motivation.
We all get a bit pumped on a sort of a penalty shootout win, then, basically.
Yeah, but the thing is, economists have shown that big wins like that, like winning a World Cup, have a positive economic benefits for a country, because it's not just a few seconds that this lasts. The positive effects, the mood lasts for longer than that, and people are more likely to buy things, more likely to go out and engage in economic activity. So big national wins like that are really good for the economy.
Especially if you place the bet on longer odds for the surprise win as well, you're more likely to blow it. But even outside of sport, Ian, I suppose in a way the surprise win, whether it's winning a contract, getting a new job, whatever it might be, the surprise win sort of brings about a certain belief that might not have been there, whereas the expected win is just a confirmation.
That's right, and that's why in life it's kind of important for us to try and engineer these mini rewards in our brains to prevent us getting jaded and maybe even burnt out. That's why it's important to try and stretch ourselves. So even running or in the gym or something, it's good to say, oh, I can't do that now. I wonder if I can do that. So if you can engineer mini surprise wins for yourself by saying, I wonder if I can run that half marathon, or I wonder if I can, take part in that competition. I wonder if that's why goals are so important for us. They're kind of engineering mini surprise wins for ourselves.
That really
boosts our motivation and our confidence to do more.
As the author of a book on confidence, is a sort of a series of expected wins what over time really builds up confidence?
Well, it's a series of wins. So the engine of confidence is called the winner effect, and that means that the best predictor of success is success. And so, yes, indeed, But the critical thing, what constitutes a success? Your paycheck doesn't constitute a success, but an increase in your paycheck does. Because so that's why you have you can't just go in the level playing field. Oh yeah, so, and we've seen teams and we've seen companies that just go along saying, oh yeah, we're doing fine. That can lead to complacency. It can lead to
an increase yeah. like that in the paycheck is a win, and a win is a win is a win. Exactly, Professor Ian Robertson, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much for talking us through that. Kevin in Kerry says he's still on a high from Liverpool's league win in 2005. So there you have it.